1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Military jets took off flying at supersonic speeds to intercept a plane in restricted airspace over the nation's capital. That caused a sonic boom that people heard and felt throughout the region. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve says the plane eventually crashed in Virginia.
It took searchers about 4 hours to find the wreckage of the Cessna Citation that flew over the Washington, D.C. area. The Virginia State Police, Augusta County, Virginia Sheriff's Office, and Augusta County Fire and Rescue immediately got underway trying to locate this plane around 3:50 local time. Shortly before 8 p.m., according to the state police, first responders were able to reach the crash site by foot. State police have since suspended the search efforts as no survivors were located in the crash.
The New York Times says they talked to the man who owns the plane, who said his daughter, granddaughter, a nanny, and the pilot were on board. The Miami Heat were on fire last night, beating the Denver Nuggets 111-108.
Three-pointer! One goal! Fight for the rebound, Martin! And it's over! The Miami Heat have tied the NBA Finals!
The call on ESPN, the series is now tied 1-1. There's one entertainment union that has struck a deal with Hollywood producers to avoid a strike. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The Directors Guild of America says the tentative deal includes improvements in wages and streaming residuals. At the same time, though, there's no agreement yet with the writers. That strike is now in its fifth week.
And the SAG-AFTRA union could soon be in the same boat. That one begins contract talks on Wednesday, and its contract expires at the end of the month. It could be more expensive to hit the road this summer thanks to Saudi Arabia.
I'm Tom Foley.
1 million barrel of reduction that starts at the 1st of July. And that million is also extendable.
Saudi Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman Al Saud speaking at an oil producers meeting in Vienna. That move comes after two earlier supply cuts by major oil producing countries in the OPEC Plus alliance failed to push prices higher.
Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley was front and center during a CNN town hall. The former South Carolina governor and U.S. ambassador to the U.N. was asked about abortion.
I think we can all agree on banning late-term abortions. I think we can all agree on encouraging adoptions and making sure those foster kids feel more love, not less. I think we can agree on doctors and nurses who don't believe in abortion shouldn't have to perform them.
Netflix says it's teaming up with Athletic Brewing Company to feature limited edition co-branded non-alcoholic beers. And it's all inspired by its hit fantasy drama, The Witcher. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in a row.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 82, westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms tonight, lows level off around 58, mainly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 80, tomorrow cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Friday, TGIF, June 2nd, 2023, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. We welcome you in to our final version of the morning version of the Todd Albaugh Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Zommers, how the heck are you? Oh, come on now.
No, I'm good. I'm happy to be here. I am excited for welcoming in the new producer.
Yes.
I think it's going to go great, and I'm looking forward to seeing where the show goes once we're statewide.
Yes. So those of you who have not heard, perhaps, but today is our final version here in the morning, as there are some lineup changes coming on Monday, and we are amongst them. So when you tune in on Monday at 8 o'clock, I am going to be here for a little bit of the show on 8 o'clock, but for all intent and purposes, there will be a different program here and a new time slot on 8 until 10. Stu Daniels is going to be here at the mornings, and we are moving our show. This very show will go to the afternoons beginning on Monday. We will come to you from 1 until 3 every afternoon, and the exciting part is, part of the reason we're going to the afternoon is we will be on every talk news station in the Civic Media Network. We are going statewide. Yes, there you go. There you go. So we will be in the three stations we've been at. And by the way, I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our listeners in Richland Center, Wausau, and Amory in particular. It is because of you all listening to our show and the numbers that you have given us and made us number one in Richland Center, Wausau, and Amory. That is a large part, if not the reason, that we are being taken statewide. So thank you to all those people who have listened to us for the last 6 months.
Now, that's where I really should have put the cheering sound.
Right?
I'm not going to assault everyone's ears with it again.
No, we appreciate it because that, you know, whether it's TV, radio, whatever it is, and entertainment, if you don't have the numbers, it doesn't matter much else. You're not going to go very far. So we appreciate all of you making us number one and sending us to a bigger and better time slot at 1 o'clock from 1 until 3 across the state of Wisconsin. So in addition to Richland Center, Wausau, and Amory, we are going to be heard in Madison, Milwaukee, Waukesha, Racine, Kenosha, Oshkosh, the Fox Valley, including Fond du Lac, Neenah, Menasha, Appleton. Going to be on our station in Green Bay, in Wisconsin Rapids, Hayward. We said Amory already, and maybe a couple more, eventually Baraboo and Reedsburg as well. So we are going to be truly from the northern suburbs of Chicago all the way to the lakeshore of Lake Superior, from Sturgeon Bay and Green Bay all the way over to the Mississippi River. And Eau Claire and La Crosse as well. There we go. I forgot those two. Eau Claire and La Crosse as well. So, yes, it's exciting news, and I want to take this opportunity to thank you, Mr. Zommers, for all of your hard work and helping us get here as well. We would not be here without you, and you're not entirely leaving us. And the reason is Mr. Zommers is a popular dude. He does his job so well, He helps Pat Kreitlow and engineers and produces his show from 6 to 8. He's going to do Stu Daniels' show from 8 until 10. He's also going to help out on our new News at Noon product and the new show with Will and Luke from kind of 12:15-ish to 1. And it turns out Mr. Zomers is not an AI robot. He does need to sleep and eat once in a while. So that's why he can't be with us full-time in the afternoon. But he's still going to be helping out here for a while next week and will be joining us on occasion as well. And we'll find a way to continue the board game of the week. So Aaron, in all seriousness, thank you, man. I appreciate everything you've done.
Yeah, and thank you. And thanks for the opportunity. For all the listeners to know, when Todd started here, Stu Daniels was actually filling in, funnily enough, in that slot in the morning. And Todd was like, hey, so Aaron, you're going to be producing? Let's meet. Let's go get some lunch and hang out and just get to know each other a little bit. And I want this to be a cooperative show. Like, I don't want it to... It is the Todd Allbaugh show. But he made it very much something that we started together. And I really appreciate that. And it has been a lot of fun. And it's going to continue to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, thanks, my friend. I appreciate it. It's been great getting to know you more. And you've done a yeoman's work and a great job. It's so fun working with you. And yes, you're not entirely going away. You're still going to be doing some production stuff behind the scenes. And we'll still have you on the air as well. And you'll be with us next week. But after the break, we're going to come back, introduce our new engineer and producer on a regular basis, someone that... many of our listeners will know and I think enjoy as well. So he's been a friend of the program and coming on board full time on the show last night. And by the way, later on today, it's National Donut Day. We're going to be talking about that today. Also, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Joint Finance Committee. Our friend, tongue-in-cheek, Howard Markline, state senator, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, and Tony Kurtz took the scalpel to the UW system budget. Also doled out some money to the Green Bay Packers. But by golly, there still ain't no money left to help out the campus of Richland Center, as I use incorrect English on purpose. So we'll talk about Howard the Coward and Tony Kurtz as well later on this hour and find out what sort of spineless activities they did at the Capitol and hot air from the Capitol. Last night, I went with my friends Kurt and Florcy. We stopped off at the High Noon Saloon, and we saw our friend Chris Pauls and his band, Super Tanker, did a great job. I listened to them for about an hour, for about a set and a half. Then we hightailed it a few blocks away, went to the Cardinal Bar. They've reopened and saw my friend Tony Castaneda. And he's a legend in the Madison and southern Wisconsin area, his Latin jazz sextet, and really, really great music. Tony Castaneda, and he's going to be on the show here in a week or so. Looking forward to that. So it was a good time had by all. We're going to come back, check news and weather headlines, and introduce you to our new team member. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Allbaugh Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 81. Winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 58. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Temperatures reach up to 75. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to the Todd Humboldt Show. It's now 8:15 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Zommers, on our final day in this time slot. We'll be moving to a new slot on Monday, going to afternoons, just like the Jeffersons. We're moving on up to a new time slot, 1 until 3, coming up on Monday. So join us every afternoon starting Monday, 1 until 3. Going to bring on our new producer in just a moment, but first of all, here's a check of your weather and news headlines, what you need to know for this Friday, June 2nd, 2023. Richland Center this morning, weather forecast, WRCE news from the center, mostly sunny this morning, a 40% chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high near 91 degrees for tonight, showers early on, then clearing off, a low of 59, and tomorrow, beautiful day in southwest Wisconsin on Saturday, sunny skies and a high of 91. Up in Wausau, WXCO, Bull Falls Radio in central Wisconsin, 40% chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, a high near 88 today. Showers early tonight, then clearing off as well, and a low of 60. Tomorrow, another beautiful day, hot, 90 degrees and sun tomorrow in Wausau. And over in Amory, WLAK, Lake Air Radio, isolated thunderstorms, 20% during the day, increasing later on to 50% this afternoon. High near 86. Scattered showers early on, then clearing off in Amory tonight, a low of 64. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Perhaps kind of a popcorn type situation, pop-up storm here and there. Not a complete washout in Amory for tomorrow. And a high near 88. So pretty much a darn nice weekend all across the state of Wisconsin, whatever you are going to get out and do. Making news this morning, the Senate passed a debt limit bill late last night, averting a U.S. default. The legislation was passed by the House on Wednesday, will be sent to President Joe Biden to be signed into law. After the Senate voted 63 to 36 to pass the bill, Biden praised Congress for his efforts in averting a default that would have had global economic consequences. Wisconsin's Tammy Baldwin voted yes. Wisconsin's Ron Johnson voted no last night in the Senate. The time frame to pass the bill through Congress was extremely tight with little room for error, putting enormous pressure on leadership of both parties as the threat of default loomed. President Biden plans to sign the, address the nation later on this afternoon or early evening, about 6 o'clock Central Wisconsin time, Central Daylight Time, on the deal. Looking forward to hearing from the president tonight right about 6 o'clock. Hurricane season began yesterday with officials predicting 12 to 17 named tropical storms to develop in the Atlantic this year. 5 to 9 of those systems could become hurricanes, and as many as 4 could strengthen into major hurricanes of at least Category 3 or stronger, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The Senate passed the bill on Thursday to block President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. This means both the Senate and House have now passed legislation blocking the program, which promises to cancel up to $20,000 of debt for millions of borrowers. The bill now goes to Biden's desk for his signature, but the president has pledged to veto the legislation. Meanwhile, borrowers are still awaiting a Supreme Court decision that will determine whether the student loan forgiveness program can take effect. Justices are expected to rule later this month or early July. Federal student loan programs are set to resume 60 days after the high court issues its ruling or 60 days after June 30th, whichever comes first. And here's some royal news for you. A conservative think tank will argue in federal court next week that Prince Harry's U.S. immigration records should be unsealed following revelations of his drug use. What? The Heritage Foundation is suing the U.S. government to find out if it acted according to procedure or, quote, oh, I'll look the other way, unquote, on some details when it granted the Duke of Sussex a U.S. visa. Under immigration law, evidence of past drug use can be grounds to reject an application. Prince Harry most recently confessed to taking various drugs in his explosive memoir, Spare, which was published in January. The Duke of Sussex admitted to having taken cocaine, smoked weed, and tried magic mushrooms. Well, who hasn't? The case will be held in front of a federal judge next week in Washington, D.C. Come on now. Come on now. The guy admits that he had, like, you know, some indiscretions in his youth, and suddenly now we're going to go after Prince Harry? Just these people, they don't stop, you know.
Yeah, it seems like nonsense.
I know you're not a royal watcher anyway. But this affects things here in the U.S. I mean, of all the things to waste time over, whether Prince Harry, you know, experimented in his youth.
Yeah, how many people, for those of you who went to college or have been college age, how many people did you meet who tried all kinds of funky crap? Even right. If you didn't, like I didn't, right. Because I have enough health problems as it is. But
I don't mean to laugh at your health problems. I'm just saying it's
it wouldn't help, I'm sure.
Right.
But I know plenty of people who did. Sometimes right. They try it once and they're done. Sometimes they do it a lot. But that doesn't affect their capabilities to be a person unless they let it.
Well, the point is we go through our lives, make mistakes, right? Or we experiment with various things and we say, well, you know, that's not for me, and you move on. But you know, it's, again, are you going to judge someone what they did 20, 30 years ago, or are you going to judge someone what they've done the last 15 years of their life? And clearly, Prince Harry is, you know, well, I don't think, a drug addict. And that's what these laws are meant to do. You know, it's to say, hey, do you have major drug problems that you're going to need treatment? The purpose of this law, or I'm not sure if it's a law or a program outlier. But anyway, the purpose of these things, the immigration, because as someone who used to help process immigration stuff in for a United States congressman, I worked in immigration, as I've said, and this stuff is there to say, okay, does this individual, whether it's a health problem, whether it's an addiction problem, is this person going to require additional resources that U.S. taxpayers are going to have to pay? That's why it's there. Not to be necessarily judgy from a moralistic standpoint of whether or not you've done weed or not, but it's like, okay, if we give you a visa, do you have the means to support yourself, or is someone sponsoring you, or is it going to require a major commitment of U.S. dollars to help you? That's why it's there. And these goofballs, the conservative people here, the Heritage Foundation, they know that. They know that. They're just trying to get people to bite on it. More divisiveness. Leave the poor man has had enough. Leave Prince Harry alone. He's been ostracized from his family, his own family going after his kid. The man has suffered enough. Anyway, I didn't mean to go on a royal tangent this morning. I'm miffed, Mr. Zommers, because as I was having a good time last night with Kurt and Florcy listening to Super Tanker and Tony Castaneda downtown, I came across my phone that the Joint Finance Committee stripped out all this money for the UW system. And I didn't sleep well, chomping it. I thought to myself what Kira Sabin said yesterday, think before you speak. I don't want to go overboard, but I'm pretty miffed at this. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But what we're going to do right now is something that's going to make me feel a lot better, and that is going to be introduced to you. Our Mr. Zommers, as we said, is very popular, and so he's going to be staying in the morning and helping out with the Pat Kreitlow show, the new Stu Daniels show from 8 until 10. And so he'll be helping out with our show as we move to the afternoons, 1 till 3 on Monday. But it turns out Todd cannot host a show and engineer and produce it at the same time. I need help, clearly. Anybody who knows me knows I need a lot of help. And so we are bringing on a friend of the program, a friend of mine since childhood, in fact, my mother reminded me that our mothers were in the hospital together in the month of October as both this gentleman and I were about to be born. He's older than I am. He's an old man. He's about a week and a half older than me. Our good friend and Richland Center native, Jeff Perry, is going to be taking over the board here at the Todd Allball Show. Jeff!
Cue the Beatles music. Good morning, Todd. Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, everyone. I like it. And I also like that you had the big, lengthy drug discussion right before you bring me on, too. Thank you very much for that.
Well, you know.
Who is this guy? Why were they doing?
Welcome, Mr. Perry.
Thank you.
A lot of times you join us over the phone, and we've appreciated that as you've helped out when I'm out here dying. So we appreciate you calling in. But yes, you have a full-time gig, but you've kind of moved things around, and you're going to be joining us every afternoon, 1 until 3.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. Being on the air with you every day is going to be so much fun, and being part of the Civic Media family is already fun. I love the show. Been listening to it pretty much since you went on the air.
Yeah.
I think it's a great show just to be a part of it. I'm very thankful for that opportunity, and thank you very much. And now I don't have to call in and bother you. I can bother you throughout the entire show.
I'm looking forward to it in nervous anticipation. For those people who don't know you, of course, people at Richland Center will be very familiar with you because...
Oh, that's the guy. Officer!
You spent, like me, a lot of time on the air at WRCO. For those of you who don't know, give us the short Jeff Perry resume.
All right. Well, those people of a certain age will remember my dad, Rod Perry, who was at WRCO for, I think, over 30 years.
Yeah.
And so I started working there when I was 14, engineering the board for
14.
Milwaukee Brewers games.
Yeah.
And then I stayed there for, I think I was almost 20 when I left and went off to school, and realized at that point that, you know, we were free to leave Richland Center.
But always welcome to come home.
And worked in a couple other stations. Went to UW Platteville, where you did as well.
Yep.
Worked at the campus station there and the TV station, and worked in the Madison market for a while, and then wasn't able to pay my bills or buy groceries, and so I left radio for a while. And got into some other things, but now I'm back, and I couldn't. The only thing I've ever wanted to do my entire life was be on the radio. So the ability to do that with you, especially, is going to be a real treat. So thank you very much.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you for doing this. I'm excited about it. So Jeff started. I started in high school. Jeff started in middle school in radio. So he had a big jump on me. And your dad, I listened to him along with Steve Kennedy. May he rest in peace. Did the morning show for many years together, and Rod was a great influence in my life, and a great guy, as were you, and he helped me out. Were very kind when I started at RCO, and then we ended up working together again down at Platteville, the radio station, and at the TV show, and Jeff was one of our writers, along with our friend Chris Pauls, writing for our little show called Sunday Night, which we had a lot of fun, and we caused a lot of ruckus down at Platteville, and our show went out to like 13 communities, and we had a little bit of a following, and that was fun.
Yeah, that was great. That was, oh man, what a great time.
Yeah.
And and to be back doing it with you and Chris again, this is going to be sweet.
Well, as they say, we're kind of getting the band back together. So so this will be fantastic, and we'll be joining us every morning. And Jeff here is award-winning, and I'm not making this up. You just recently won a couple of awards for the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association because you have a show every week over on WVMO, the community radio station here in Monona.
Yes, thank you. I'm not great at tooting my own horn, but I did. WVMO does great at the WBA Awards, and I won a couple third-place awards for some things I did there, a Jimi Hendrix music special and a couple other things. So thanks for bringing that up.
Absolutely. Welcome, Jeff. He is our new producer-engineer. Starting on Monday, he'll be hanging around with us today. Stay with us, Mr.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations, to let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you.
You can do it if you try. It was a normal day.
It was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't. Because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 82, westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms tonight, lows level off around 58, mainly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 80, tomorrow cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 57.
Love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Get along, along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat, drink a beer, sing a song, make a friend. Can't we all get along?
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 8:33. Little Kenny Chesney to get you up and get you going on a TGIF. One of the great things about this program the last 6 months is making a friend in Kara Foster from Weatherology. Kara, I'm not sure we've done our best now. We found out the disturbing news yesterday that you work overnights, which in my opinion is, God bless people who need to be warned of a tornado at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm serious about that. But the talent factor is off the charts here, and you're being wasted in the midnight hours. And we want to move you now to the daylight hours. And I know there was at least a couple of people that wrote in, and we want to save Kara Foster. And there hasn't been any movement since yesterday when we found out that you were end your day at 9 o'clock and are not going to be able to join us in the afternoon. Has there been any movement at Weatherology?
No, unfortunately, we're all kind of stuck in our same shifts. We are, like I said yesterday, one of us, at least one person is on at all times. So we do need somebody to fill the slots. And unfortunately, I'm still newer compared to everybody else. Everyone else has been here for like 10, 15, 20 years. So I'm bottom of the totem pole.
Now, see, and this surprises me. This surprises me, quite frankly, because I'm being completely serious for a second here. I'm a goofball, but I want to be serious. You're really fantastic. I mean, your delivery, you put up with my goofiness. You're on our on-air chemistry. People are like, God, you guys really vibe well together, and I appreciate that. And plus, you're just a heck of a weather person in giving us details, explaining weather systems, giving it to us in information in bites we can understand. And I don't know what your goals, aspirations are, but you know, take it from a 53-year-old guy who's
I don't know either. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, take it from a 53-year-old dude who's seen some stuff. You've got what it takes, and you're going to be enormously successful in this business.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. I that means a lot to me. I love weather. I love weather. That's always been my thing. But I also am a very goofy person. So being able to be my goofy self is definitely one thing that I definitely like when I'm on air with you guys.
So do you have a couple of minutes? Can you actually talk to us for a couple of minutes today?
Yeah,
all right,
for sure.
All right, fantastic.
I don't have another call till 8:50.
All right, very good. So so tell folks a little bit about, so we know you grew up in Minnesota, where you went to school, and kind of how you got into the weather business.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm from Minnesota, from just west of the Twin Cities. I did go to Nebraska for a little bit. They have a wonderful meteorology program down there. Fortunately, Nebraska as a state wasn't for me.
Yes.
I did miss home a lot, so I did decide to transfer home. I did also think about coming to Madison because they also have a very great meteorology program, but I did miss home a lot. The University of Minnesota actually, ironically, does not have a weather program at all. Right. We do have like some minors and stuff like that. So I kind of did a make your own major type of thing. I actually was geography.
Oh, really?
And my minors were climatology and GIS, which is basically like it's a geographical informational system. So you're just kind of learning about drones, kind of every lot of it's it embodies a lot of stuff. Just anything that has to do with the science side of geography, I would say. And I volunteered at our state climatology office. I've volunteered for the state, the county, and I've worked for my city of Minneapolis as well, all at the same time.
Wow.
I've been a very busy person trying to make my name in the meteorology world, and then finally weatherology gave me a chance, and I've been wanting to do meteorology since I was very, very little. Like I mentioned yesterday, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs was like my very first thing that I ever was interested in. I was like, how ridiculous is that?
Right.
There's donuts flying from the sky and there's a spaghetti tornado. That sounds fascinating. And then years after that, I learned about clouds, learned about, you know, tornadoes, all the crazy stuff. Watch Twister however many billion times, and here I am.
Here you are. I think it's great where you my sister was that way. She knew from a very young age that she wanted to go into American Sign Language and ended up going to Augustana College out in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and has been teaching American Sign Language at the school system in Eau Claire for 20-plus years. So I mean,
it's just, I love that.
Yeah, when you know that you want to do something as a kid, my problem was I wanted to be an actor, I wanted to be a chef, and I wanted to be a politician. Now I did all of those at one point in my life, some better than others. My many failures in life have given me a broad resume in which to just talk about stuff. So I guess at the end of the day, all that led to this. But no, I think it's great when you have something at the very beginning of your life, you know what you want to do. And then you go out and do it. And so I'm happy for you. I want to let you know, now if we can't get you on the radio with us every day, let me give you a little heads up. This is serious. Channel 27, the ABC affiliate here, they're looking for a chief meteorologist. I think you should put your name in the hat. You should put your name in the hat. We should get you down here in Madison. That way we can see you every day, and we can have you stop by the studio. I'm serious. You never know, Kara. You never know what can happen in life.
Yeah, you never know.
I mean,
so true.
They need help over there at Channel 27. Bob Lindmeyer is getting long in the tooth. He's a great guy, but and he left. He retired. And then they brought in this other guy who they said was going to, he's going to make this big, I don't don't know what happened. He's gone. I don't know if he gave like a Letterman forecast and said we're going to have hail the size of canned hams, but he's gone. And so they're looking for a chief meteorologist at 27. I think you should put your name in. We'd love to have you here in the Madison market. Would you rather do TV or radio?
Honestly, you never know. I mean, I never actually expected myself to be a broadcast meteorologist.
Really?
I mean, as every meteorologist goes, unless you were originally always thinking about broadcasting, Nobody ever thinks about going into broadcasting. It's always like, I want to go to National Weather Service because that's where all the cool stuff is.
Right.
Or you want to be a storm chaser until you realize how scary that is. But the National Weather Service was a dream of mine. Never thought about doing broadcasting whatsoever. I am very scared of cameras. Not like very scared, but I will freeze up on a camera.
Really? So
radio was kind of like a nice in-between where I could, be able to be my goofy self with being in my pajamas and not having to worry about people seeing me while I'm expressing how excited I am about a severe weather system or something like that.
Now, look, let me, and our new producer, Jeff Perry, is with us. He and I went to college together at UW Platteville, where we were in the communication program, and we had a 5 o'clock newscast. And you took your turn of anchoring news, anchoring sports, anchoring weather. And I also did like an editorial thing for a while. Kara, I did weather for like a semester in front of a chromochrome green screen or whatever. And I mean, I just looked at the State Journal and looked at the weather forecast, and they threw a map up on the wall, and I stood there and just BS my way through it. I mean, so that's all. Yep. And you actually know something about weather. Now, if I can do weather on TV, Kara, you can certainly do weather on TV. I'm serious.
Yeah, I guess never say never.
never say never. I mean, you have a great personality, you have a great delivery, and most of all, you're just a really smart meteorologist. And it's been a pleasure getting to know you. And will you at least do this? If we can't take you with us in the afternoon, will you at least agree to, can we call you up and just, do a couple, 3 minutes interview now and then?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, very good.
Definitely. I'll be available to that 9 o'clock hour. And then
here's what we're going to do, Kara.
We can definitely figure
Here's what we're going to do. So you live, we're not asking for your address. I'm not a complete creeper, but you're somewhere in the Twin Cities, correct?
Yes.
All right, somewhere in an undisclosed secure location.
I'm in Area 51.
Area 51. I knew there was something fishy about this. The aliens are here, and they're in Lionel Lakes, Minnesota. That's where they're at. It's a suburb of the Twin Cities.
No one would know.
We're going to take the show on the road this summer. Now, when we come to Amory, can we get you to drive over to Amory? It's like an hour away. Come over to Amory. We'll have a big picnic, and you can do the weather live. How about that?
That is possible. And I know we had talked about the Minnesota, the Gopher and Badger game.
Yes.
This following fall as well. That is also another possibility because I am always there.
Really?
Usually, if I obviously don't have to work. But if it's in town, I'm there. So
and I forget, is Wisconsin coming already to Minnesota this year? Do we travel there?
I think it is home. I always forget.
Yeah, I know. Wherever it is, we will. All right, we're gonna keep in touch because we want you to do the weather on the special occasions.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, you're fantastic.
Yeah, what is that? I can grab an email from you.
All right, very good.
I can directly email you guys.
All right, fantastic.
The emails from yesterday. I can't disclose my email on air.
Well, I think you're also on Twitter. I think Mr. Zomers, you're on Twitter, correct?
I've had that Twitter since I was, in a freshman in high school. It's not really like a thing that I use.
Well, I could follow you there and give you information.
Okay.
But my email's listed for Civic. It's just Todd dot Albaugh at civicmedia.us.
Awesome.
There you
Perfect.
Go. Yeah, just Todd.Albaugh at civicmedia.us. Anybody else out there who'd like to send in suggestions for the show or give pithy quotes or terrible, we're open to whatever.
Yeah, any weird stuff.
See, this is
my
what I'm going to miss.
Say that we can... He did say if we figure out something, you know, for on my shift, if we want to, if we can figure out something, we can still do that. So we can talk.
Late holidays, we'll talk. Have a coffee talk. give us a call. Yeah. We'll talk weather. 444-555. It'll be fantastic. Yeah. We'll talk about weather forecasts and butter. Kara Foster. Kara Foster. Yeah. Her voice is smooth as butter.
Nothing I love more than a Boston accent.
Our friend Jeff and I's colleague Clark Gilson was from Syracuse, New York, and he really didn't talk like that. But he wonderful. Could he could revert back into a New York accent just like that.
Oh yes,
and it would crack me up.
Yes, always the best. I know, it's right? It's so fun to bring out every now and then.
I know. All right, Kara. For the record, one last time, what have you got for us in Amory, Wausau, and Richland Center, my friend?
Yes, drum roll, please. It's not that crazy of a forecast, thankfully. We are going to have a pretty nice but very warm weekend, so we do want to prepare for that. I mean, if you were wanting some nice summer weather, it's going to be really nice for that. But if you're like me and I don't like the humidity, you're probably not going to like it as much. So scattered showers still kind of just chilling throughout the state today. Very, very scattered. It's going to be mainly sunny for the most part. Reach a high of 86 in Amory, 89 in Wausau, and a high of 92 in Richland Center. That chance for rain doesn't come in until way later in Richland Center for much of the south part of the state. Now, tonight, we do still see those scattered showers continue. We'll drop down to 64 in Amory, 61 in Wausau, and about 60 in Richland Center. Now, tomorrow is a little bit of a lesser chance for some rain. It's probably going to be mainly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, lower 90s again, drop down to the 60s Saturday night, partly cloudy, pretty nice. Sunday is another kind of 20% chance day, a lot of sunshine, highs in the upper 80s, kind of slowly cooling down. Now Monday comes along, we will still see that chance for showers, still very, very scattered, mixing with sunshine, but highs are actually going to be in the lower to mid 80s now. And then next week, we're actually going to be in the upper 70s, kind of lower 70s or upper 70s, lower 80s. Mm. So it's still going to be pretty humid, but temperatures are going to be going back to at least sort of normal. Our average for this time of year is about the lower to mid 70s, excuse me. So next week is a little more bearable for us, and hopefully we can get some rain to help out, you know, drought conditions that all of a sudden have popped up after we've had so much precip over the spring. But we have dried out since then. So hopefully next week is a little bit nicer, but this weekend, definitely summer weather to a T for sure. So jump in the lakes, do whatever you can, and enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Kara Foster, my friend, you are fantastic. In all seriousness, remember us when you're doing the weather on GMA or, you know, to the Today Show or whatever. I'm serious. You're going to go far. You've been a fantastic weather person.
Oh, you guys are so nice.
And you're just a great person. Thanks for being a friend to us. Thanks for helping us out this last 6 months. We will not the last of Kara Foster. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. Have a great day.
I will talk to you too. Yes,
all right.
You too.
Thank you. Back with more after this. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. UK.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 81 today, under cloudy skies, northerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lowest dip down to about 58. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, highs level off around 75. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Wednesday, decreasing clouds by Thursday. Highs in the mid-70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently,
this summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tallable Show. It's now 8:50 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Perry is influenced already at work there. More Beatles all the time. I can see that. Mr. Zomers and Mr. Perry ganging up on me. It's 2-1 now, and that's fine. Because, you know, I need all the help I can get. It props me up, quite frankly, gentlemen. We appreciate it. Want to get into this story this morning that's really ticking me off. I'm not sure whether, Mr. Zomers, we have the open for our little hot air from the Capitol. Do we have that music anywhere? If there we go. There you go, hot air from the Capitol, and it's more than hot air. It's really a Kara Foster tsunami of hot air in the state capitol. And we're going to start talking about this hour, and then we're going to continue on with it next hour. And this is an absolute dereliction of duty when it comes to Wisconsin State Senator Howard Markline of the 17th Senate District in Southwest Wisconsin, who is the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, the most powerful committee in the state capitol that oversees the state budget. All the spending goes through Joint Finance. And his cohort, Tony Kurtz, state representative in the 50th Senate District, pardon me, the Assembly District in Southwest Wisconsin. Tony Kurtz's district, Assembly District, is in Howard Markline's Senate District. And if you've been following this program since its beginning, one of the things that really, unfortunately, helped us was when Jay Rothman, the president of the UW system, about 2 weeks after this show started, announced over the Thanksgiving holiday he was closing the Richland campus, just closing it down. And we went up there and did 3 hours of live radio, pardon me, on the Richland campus grounds, talked to former Chancellor Kathy Sandeen of the UW Colleges and Extension, found out some very interesting information that happened while Ray Cross was president of the system, and how these things that Jay Rothman was saying and doing just didn't add up. And we attended town hall meetings at Richland Center, where Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz, who represent the area, were at. And they gave a lot of, you know, they listened politely, and then they got up and gave a bunch of mumble jumble about how, well, their hands were tied. Their hands were tied. There's just no money. But we there's nothing we could do. That's what they said to people. Richland Center couldn't find a couple $3 million. That's all we're looking at, maybe $4 million, maybe, to save the Richland campus. A couple of million would have kept it going to some degree. And remember, this whole rhetoric about having low enrollment is the reason they're closing the campus. The Richland campus was set up by former Chancellor at Platteville, Dennis Shields, and system, and current, now permanent Chancellor, Tammy Avedovich. She was provost during this time. Now she's the permanent Chancellor. Why? Because she kept her mouth shut and she did what she was told by Jay Rothman, and for her loyalty, Jay Rothman appointed her the permanent Chancellor at Platteville. That's the truth. That's the real story. So Richland was set up, you see, for failure. And so they closed it down, or in the process of doing so. And Tony Kurtz and Howard Markline said, oh, no money. Well, yesterday at the Joint Finance Committee in the Capitol of Madison, and here's the stuff they don't want you to hear back at home, folks. And, you know, people have called into this program, well, Tony Kurtz is such a nice guy. He's so polite. Tony Kurtz listens to me. Yeah, Tony Kurtz has a great mask. He understands politics. And maybe he is a nice guy. I don't know. Maybe he seems nice enough. Have a beer with him. But he's a liar, as is Howard. I'll say it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Because guess what the Joint Finance Committee did yesterday? They suddenly found $2 million to give to the Green Bay Packers to host the 2025 NFL Draft. That request wasn't laying around when they came out to the campus at Richland Center. Just happened a week ago, 2 weeks ago, right, Mr. Zobbers, when the NFL announced this?
Yeah.
And the NFL, who pays their players multiple tens of millions of dollars, Aaron Rodgers, $58 million last year, was scheduled to make that this year. And they can't find $2 million. Now, look, I'm all for the Packers. And I think it's great the NFL draft is coming here in 2025. And you know what? I got no problem if the state wants to kick in a couple of million dollars to host the draft. Because, yes, it is going to be great for tourism. And believe me, we'll be up there during 2025 in the draft, and we'll be talking about it and hopefully talking to Packer folks. I'm all for it. But don't come to Richland Center, Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz, and look those good citizens in the eye and tell them there is no money to save an economic driver in Southwest Wisconsin and spreading education, public college education, paid for with taxpayer money. Don't tell people at Richland Center that there's no money to save the campus and then go turn around a couple of months later and give the exact same amount of money that we need at Richland Center to the Green Bay Packers. Don't tell me there's no money. They're lying. What's more, they rejected a request by Governor Tony Evers to put in $750 million for broadband in the state. How many times have we talked about in Southwest and rural Wisconsin the inequality of trying to bring jobs to Southwest Wisconsin, to Amory, to rural parts in Merrill and Central Wisconsin? If we're going to compete in the rural areas of this state with the urban centers like Madison and Milwaukee, we have to have equal access to broadband. Governor Tony Evers put $750 million request in to help spread broadband to rural Wisconsin, and Howard Markline and Tony Evers stripped it out and voted no. So you're having trouble with broadband in Richland Center? You can't get anything but dial-up where you're at? You can blame Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz. This really ticks me off. And I've tried to be nice to these guys. I literally invited them on our show, said I'll give you as much airtime as you want. I saw Howard Markline, what, 2-3 weeks ago at the station in Richland Center? He was there to do Phil Neese's show on the FM side on 100.9. I said, I was super nice. I was like, hey, Howard, good morning. How are you doing? I said, hey, would love to have you come down the hall. Give you as much time as you want. I'll ask you some questions, but I'll give you as much time as you want. Well, no, I need to get going. I'm not going to have time. I said, Howard, I'd love to have you on the show. Look, I'm not going to be an a-hole. I'd love just to have you come on the show. But screw it. These people don't deserve our respect. And what infuriates me is the injustice that they have the audacity to go back to Richland Center and Spring Green and Plain and Dodgeville and Platteville and Darlington and Sauk City, Reedsburg, and look these people in the face and say there's no money to help you, but they give $2 million to the Green Bay Packers. And also, they screwed over in the Madison system and cut the engineering building. Back with more after that in hour number two. I'm hot, and we're going to talk about it. Stay with us on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just got to hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe.
Hey.
Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your home.